95 BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Welcome to the BFM studios, all the way, straight here from RNZ, Ben Woods.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. Well, this amp is cranking.
I know.
My bad. That's all right. It's good.
Now, you are playing tonight at Whammy Bar. Tonight. People can still get tickets on the door and
Absolutely.
Or from Banished Music right now, I suppose. Played Meow Wellington last night.
Yes.
How was that?
It was amazing. It was, I played with Womb, who's one of my favourite bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it was cozy. It was the first time we've played in a while and mm-hmm. the first time we've played with this band, I guess, this arrangement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it felt, we rehearse in like a tiny garage, and so it's kind of like we do an intensive 3 days of rehearsing there, and then after that going to like the big stage where you can actually hear everything,
mm-hmm.
it's very affirming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is practice taking place down in Lyttelton?
Nearby. It's in the industrial area of Woolston.
Mm-hmm.
But in one of those little lockups. But yeah, not far, just through the tunnel.
How does it feel playing in a lockup? And then obviously you kind of touched on that, but playing in a lockup gives a rehearsal a certain sound.
It definitely
right?
has its charm.
Concrete and tin?
Yeah, it's like you make the music trashier and it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, play a concert in front of people who are expecting, you know, good mm-hmm. music, and you've kind of got to be a bit more polite, but it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're out, is this kind of a support tour for Dispeller?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit late, but yeah, it's the first time we've played all the songs and we've put like a good amount of attention to, you know, getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's been a bit of breathing room between the album and getting out in support of it. How do all the songs feel after, you know, giving them a bit of time, I suppose, to sit on record?
It's really good because I feel that, you know, you can't really recreate what we've done on the album necessarily, like
mm-hmm.
with the amount of people we've got, because it's just me recording it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like, you have a listen and then you get, you know, your friends together and figure out the ways that you can translate it to those people, you know. And so we've got like my friend Ruben, who's a wonderful horn player, and I think there's horns on like one or two songs, maybe tops, on the album. But I'm trying to like fit that into everything. It kind of feels like you have to rearrange it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, I don't know, that's my favorite part, I think.
Kind of, it turns it into like a different thing, right? You
yeah.
know, like everyone, I guess everyone getting together and learning the album.
Yeah, and kind of playing to their strengths, you know.
It's
kind of like I get to just watch them do great stuff.
As a band leader, do you have to, is there much coaching or leadership that goes on in these type of situations?
Yes, I would say so, but it's like, I imagine like HR, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like you're kind
mm-hmm.
with your criticism.
Mm.
And I don't know, we're all good friends.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't know. There's certain things I'll be really staunch about that are probably like super weird things that I would only think about. But I think most of the time they kind of just float through it and it sounds great. And I kind of like a bit of a jam band, you know?
Yes.
It feels good. You don't want to like get too, I don't know, stressed out about having to make things perfect, because it
Again!
Just stifles, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You just kind of end up stifling everyone. So
yeah, no. Awesome. Awesome. I'm feeling you. Now, we've got an amp. We've got the rocket on a chair, a stool. It's sitting on a stool over there.
That sounds very loud to me.
Do you want me to, like...
Let's have a little sound check, eh?
Yeah.
Let's have a...
You can take some volume out of it, I reckon.
Let's just get this. That's a little roomy. A little more. Oh, yeah, now we're talking. Have you got an EQ on there? No, this is good. I can do that.
Press it here. There we go. Yep.
That sounds good. And my voice is 1-2-1-2. Could you put a? Can I don't know if you can do this, but can you put more of me in my headphones?
I can turn you up.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
And
it's fine.
I can give you some more gas in the headphones if you want.
Give us some more gas and we'll see what happens. More gas. All right. Yeah, it's good. I'm into it. I'll back off the mic a little. I'm becoming so aware of how noisy my guitar effects are, but that's all right. It's live.
It's also the quality of this amp and general BFM gear.
Yes, I like it. It's like my rehearsal.
On the radio transmission will kind of work its magic and we'll be all good.
Work its beautiful charm. All right. So, what song should I play, I guess? Why don't we do a song called Wearing Divine? It's a duet, but I'm going to sing it on my own because my friend Lucy is in Dunedin. So, shout out to her. But, so just go for it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I need you, holy, please just stitch me up. I cannot feel my breathing or my love. Please just hold me up in time. Little thing. To wear only one ring. You know there's got to be a price for things. How will I know that you're all mine? Lock me up. Shut me up. You know I'll bleed for you. Just give me something to show that I'm divine. You want divine? If I can't see you now with my own eyes, faith this time. You won't divine, it's when we die. Beautiful.
It sounded bloody good to me. Amazing voice. Wonderful voice, mate.
Thank you, thank you.
I think we nailed it. I mean, I think you nailed it, not me. I'm not in the band.
So. We did it.
Oh, give me a tip.
Oh, sorry.
The program director, just sent me a text. He's in there. He gave me a thumbs up saying it sounds good in there.
Sounds good.
He said, also, when you talk, turn the guitar off. Amp off. Yeah, just so it's not like humming away. It's like not humming away.
Yeah.
But that was awesome.
Great.
That feel okay to you?
It felt good. I'm
easily
excited.
Better than
and now
the session.
I want to do another one.
Yeah, it was better than the session at RNZ. I can tell you that for sure.
Oh yeah. It's a different. It was like we were talking about the rehearsal versus the show. This feels like wouldn't say the rehearsal, but this is like the. Mm. It sounds good, dirty.
This is kind of like the sound check when you're like you guys are sound checking, but someone records the sound check and then you go on years later to release that sound check, and people are like, oh my god, they were really on that night.
Yeah,
that is this moment.
I'm going to put together a B-sides thing. So, hit record. I want to, yeah.
I just turned that back on, so that's kind of license for you to just go for it again.
Just go for another one? I'm just going to make one little shift over here. Excuse me for one sweet moment. I think it could just be a bit dirtier, you know? Here we go.
Ben Woods, everyone, tonight at Whammy Bar. Be there or be square. Get a ticket from Banished Music or get one on the door. It's been a while.
All right, I'm going to do one that I don't do often on my own, but I think it'll be fun. Thank you.
That was awesome. It was really good.
Thanks.
Lucy?
I love it.
Yeah, it was good. Vince, over there?
I'm number one fan.
Double thumbs up.
Wow. Double thumbs.
It was quite compelling. Sounded good to me, you know, like BFM standards. Wonderful, nice, bright Dan Electro. Pretty gritty rocket amp. And your wonderful voice.
Cutting through these vintage microphones.
Okay. One last plug. Tonight at Whammy Bar, Get Amongst, it's you, full band, in support of Dispeller, which people can find. I'm going to turn my headphones down. I can just hear every little pop in my voice. You are, in the support of Dispeller. Are there any CDs and or merch? Or
let me tell you something.
Okay.
So there is records. There's coloured marbled ones, black and white marbled records, and there's black records for the purists, and there's embroidered T-shirts and hats, but there is also a little side hustle I've got going on at the moment, which is I've got quite a lot of vintage French workwear that's embroidered, and each piece is one of a kind, and... you can only get them at my gigs. I kind of got a lot of these. I just found all these jackets from a friend. And, I don't know. I just got them embroidered. So it's a bit of an op shop tonight, I reckon.
Okay. So bring some moolah.
Yeah.
Bring some cashola.
That's right.
All right. Hey, Ben Woods, thank you very much. We'll see you at Whammy tonight.
Thank you.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.